So, taking this time to take care of the body, mind, and heart. How do you need to be sitting in order to have some ease? What would help you? Or maybe it's that you're lying down, or you're standing, or you're reclining in some way, cultivating ease in the body, which will cultivate ease in the heart-mind. Connect, if you will, with breathing. And connect especially with the out-breath. Letting that sense of breathing out help you. Help you to cultivate ease. And when you feel a little more relaxed, a little more letting go, then just rest there and notice how that feels, to even let go a little. The late great meditation teacher Ajahn Chah said, if you let go a little, you'll have a little happiness. If you let go a lot, you'll have a lot of happiness or peace. If you let go completely, you will be peaceful, completely peaceful. And peace and happiness are related. And so bringing intentionality to the practice. Cultivating intentions for releasing, letting go, not holding on to the past, the future, or even the present. And bringing a friendly interest to the changing flow of experience as we practice here. Feeling breathing in and feeling breathing out, however you like to do that. Gently letting go as attention wanders, no big deal. Just let it be. Reestablish your sense of body and breathing. And continue. Start again. breathing in, calming the mind. Breathing out, calming the body. Calming, calming. And it might help you to even recite those simple words as a way to gather, to let be with things, and just be here in a peaceful awareness. Breathing in, calming the mind, heart. Breathing out, calming the body. Calming. Calming. When we get caught up in liking, disliking, all the different ways the mind can move, we may notice that, name it, and feel it through the body, mind, heart. There may be a little bit of suffering, a little bit of stress in that. Ah, yes. Let the out-breath help you release it without pushing it away in aversion. Calming the heart-mind, calming the body. Calming, calming. holding ourselves in mind now. Continue to feel body, continue to feel breathing. And holding ourselves in mind within whatever struggle, stress we may be experiencing these days. Knowing we all wish to be calm and peaceful and happy, to approach things with balance. We'll try a few phrases to help us. So body and breathing are supporting us, and we're shifting the focus now to these phrases for ourselves. Having a sense of ourselves as we are struggling right now. May I have ease. May I have ease. Or may I grow into ease. May I know ease. May I be balanced. May I become more and more balanced. Balanced. And may I live peacefully. May I grow into peace. May I be at peace. So taking a little time with these phrases in the silence, however you like to construe them. Ease, balance, peace. Supporting ourselves with our chosen postures and possibly some soothing touch, hand to the heart or elsewhere. Cultivating calm and peacefulness within the true peace. Not the peace that's contingent, that depends on conditions being peaceful. And taking a few moments to wrap up those phrases for yourself. And holding in mind now, dear ones, could be one, could be a few, could be those that you know are really struggling right now. As you feel able, if you feel overwhelmed and reactive, then just continue to cultivate calm and peacefulness within yourself. But if there's space for others, then as you feel the body in its deliberate posture, as you feel the calming effects of breathing, offering the phrases outwards to dear ones, may you too be easeful. May you too know ease. May you too be balanced. May you too find balance. And may you too be peaceful. May you be peaceful. And take a few moments to finish off the phrases for the dear ones. And opening, if you will, to all human beings, letting this community stand for everyone, holding one another in mind as representatives of humanity. May we all be easeful. May we all know ease. May we all rest in ease despite the conditions. May we all be balanced. May we all approach this life with balance, however we understand that. May we be balanced. And may we all be peaceful. May we all grow into peace. May we all grow into peace. May we all live in peace, regardless of the conditions. And if you have more time at home, you might care to carry on with this practice. Or you can just now let the phrases be and rest in body and breathing. And just noticing how you are. And letting however you are be as it is. There may be some measure of calm and peacefulness, and there may not be. But the good news is you're awake to it. You're aware. And with this, you can care. Christian mystic Julian of Norwich, also quoted by T.S. Eliot, said, "And all shall be well, and all manner of thing shall be well."